Gentrack report results for the year showing underlying EBITDA of $12.1 million. That's down 51% on financial year 2019, off the back of lower financial year 2020 revenues coming in at $100.5 million. That's a 10% decrease on financial year 2019. Gentrack are a provider of software solutions for utilities and airports. Despite the decline, annual recurring and committed monthly recurring revenues for the year have increased by 4.9%. and 18% respectively, reflecting new utilities business in Australia and the UK and net growth in the meter points for existing customers in these regions. It also reflects new airports business won in the year in Australia, North America and Europe. The group has recorded a statutory NPAT loss of $31.7 million for the full year, including an impairment charge of $34.5 million, primarily related to goodwill impairments in both the blip and utilities businesses, reflecting uncertainty in the outlook. In the light of the NPAT loss, the board has taken the decision not to pay a final dividend. Shares in Gentrack closed 4.4% higher yesterday at $1.41.